I shouldn't be around here somewhere. Sorry, I didn't mean to disturb you or sneak up on you or anything. To be honest, I thought I was the only person who knew about this spot. Guess I gotta find a new one. Wait. Do I know you? You... It's you. No way. Is it really? What, you don't remember me? How rude. I'm definitely holding that against you. I only saved your life. Well, it might be a little bit of an exaggeration, but you know what I mean. There's the face of recognition. You, mind if I join you? Sweet. I was just coming to chill. This is a nice, quiet little spot. Nice and covered. I don't know. It's just peaceful over here. Like I said, I was the only one who knew about this spot, but what are the chances? What do you normally come here for? To read. Why am I not surprised? What? No, reading's cool. That's not what I meant. What are you reading, anyways? What? You don't want to show me? Why? Come on. Can't be that bad. I'll take that. Let's see. Oh my god. You are not. You're seriously reading smut here in a cave alone? Oh no. I didn't disrupt anything. Did I? Oh god, your face is turning red and you're not saying anything. Here, take your book. Look, if you want me to go, I can go. Right. Me? I usually come here after work. Yeah. Just to help me think. It's kind of like one of those things where, you know, people always tell you, like, get a job doing something that you love so that, like, you never actually have to work a day in your life because it's just your hobby. Well, I love the ocean and being on the beach and stuff. But I don't know if the whole, like, doing something you love makes it not work. Because, like, when I'm here, it's just different, I guess. I don't have to look out for anyone or do anything specific. I can just enjoy the view and the breeze, the smell and the sounds. Just peace. You know, I've actually been hoping I'd bump into you for a while now. After I helped you out last time at the beach. I don't know. Thought maybe we could see each other again. Hang out. Yeah, like a date. Would you like that? Come on, not again. Your face, it's all red. Is it that embarrassing for me to ask you out? Crap, maybe I should have let you ask me out. I don't know. Oh. You're right. Ego. I'm assuming you even want to go out with me. But, you do, don't you? Why are you getting all flustered then? Exactly. You got nothing to lose, odd stuff. Why don't you just agree? Look, if you don't want to go on a second date, that's fine. But at least give me a chance. There we go. Using that big brain of yours. You know these little pools? Sometimes they have fish inside of them. What, you never looked? Been too busy reading your dirty novels? I can't blame you. I can see why people get glued to those things. Not that I really read them, but... Well. I have friends who do, okay? God, they're all they talk about. You don't want to look for fish with me? Oh, come on. It'll be fun. Be like that. Don't tell me you're scared. Are you scared? Oh my god. You are scared of the fish? Slimy, come on. You're at the beach and you don't want to touch fish? You're such a dork. Come on. See, there's one right here. He's a tiny boy. Yes, he is. He's a tiny boy. You could at least look. Come on. Okay, it's not gonna hurt you to look. See? Isn't he adorable? I told you. Almost as adorable as you. Blushing for the third time. I think that's a record. Should I go 4 for 4? I think I should. Let's see. Do you like headpats? Or your hair played with? Maybe I could give you a back rub. Oh, come on, you're so easy to tease. Can't help it. Look at your face. God. You know, I don't think I've ever met someone who's exactly my type. Like the way you are. Especially not on the job. Can you imagine the chances? I wasn't even supposed to come into work that day, you know? Mm-mm. I was covering for a friend. I swore up and down that I wasn't gonna. But he gave me such sweet words and promised to buy me food, so I said screw it and went. When I saw you, imagine if I didn't. What a loss that would have been. And I mean, hey, if things don't go well on our dates, at least I have a really cool friend. Someone who can tell me about all the good books to read. Exactly. You lose nothing and gain everything. A friend, at the very least. Nothing wrong with knowing someone who knows CPR. How are you feeling, by the way? I know it's been a while since I took care of you, but everything all right? No complications? Good. Good. Glad to hear you're doing well. I would hate if anything were to happen to you again. For real. How often would you say you come here? I just can't believe I've never actually seen you here before. I come here all the time. You think we would have bumped into each other sooner? Well, I guess today was just the day, huh? Fate or whatever. No, I think it's cool. Adorable, really. What, you don't believe in fate? Come on. How could I have possibly orchestrated this? No. I didn't follow you. Come on. Told you. I always come here. Listen, you're, like I said, definitely my type, but I'm not crazy. Calm down. And blushing again. Look, I'm clearly bothering your reading session. Here's my phone. Why don't you put your number in, and I can send you all the details about our date. Yeah? Does that sound good? Good. Go on. Give me your number. There you go. You always disobedient. I'm kidding. Calm down. You should see your face. Anyways, I'll let you get back to your book. I know how excited you are to read it. Oh, crap. Actually, you know what? I forgot. Well, what's that? Oh my god, I. Now that I think about it, you've had your bag covering your crotch the entire time. You really were enjoying that book, weren't you? Oh, fuck. Someone's got a boner. Oh, baby. Don't make that face. I'm not upset. It's cute. I swear it is. God. Look, not to be too forward, but also to be forward as fuck. Do you want help with that? 'Cause the best thing about this work outfit is I can totally just pull this down and give you a boob job. Oh, you think I'm joking? That's so cute. Do you want to fuck my tits or not? 'Cause I can totally rescind the offer. Oh, wait. What? Speak up, I can't hear you. Wait, what? You sound so indecisive. Maybe I should just go. How am I supposed to know what you want if you don't tell me, hun? Say it. Tell me you want that boob job. Say please. Good boy. Here. Why don't you pull it down? Because it's hotter when you take them out yourself. That's why. You should see your face right now. Your jaw is practically in your lap. You like them that much? Fuck. Fuck. Can I kiss you? Oh, good answer. Oh my god. I can feel your cock twitching in your pants. You need it that bad. Let me get these off you. See what I'm working with. Huh? How does that sound, baby? Slide him down. Fuck. You taste so good, baby. Pre-cum leaking out already? God, your absolutely dying for this. Here. Press it in between my boobs like this. And you don't gotta worry about anything. You just sit there and relax, baby, okay? I'm gonna take good care of you. Oh my god. All those sweet noises you're making. I'm barely even moving. Oh fuck. Imagine if I just fit the tip in my mouth. God, I bet you'd go crazy, wouldn't you? You want me to? You want me to, baby? Say please. Come for me. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Fuck. Well, I hope I didn't disappoint. Was it just like your book? You made such a mess, baby. Don't worry about it. I can clean myself up. Just glad you enjoyed yourself. That's all. Now be a good boy and don't forget to text me. I'm gonna run, okay? Finish your book. And if you rub one out, I want you to think of me. Dale?